If you spend just a few minutes in John Mahoney's studio on Manhattan's Lower East Side, you might walk away thinking his only inspiration is traditional Japanese art. The room is illuminated by 10 hanging lanterns that he stenciled with a chrysanthemum pattern, and in the corner is a silkscreen he painted of a stylized flock of cranes. But Ilya Meretz discovered that Mahoney's Japanese influences extend way beyond the expected.
John Mahoney has a shaved head and an impish grin. As he leads me around his studio, I start to find evidence of his very particular inspiration. It's a Japanese export most people don't even think of as art. Electric power tools made by the Makita Corporation of Japan.
This is a painting on silk of Japanese cranes, and it's kind of a flock of cranes of different colors coming together. The head of the crane actually is a Makita cutoff saw, but it it looks like a crane to me. It looks like a beautiful crane. Wouldn't you love to see a crane that had a Makita cutoff saw for its head?
The head is awfully robotic, but it suits the crane. And whether you know what a cutoff saw is or not, what you see is a really elegant bird. Next, John takes me to his workbench, where he just completed a kokeshi doll. It's a kind of contoured wooden cylinder, traditionally made by Japanese farmers during the winter months.
I turned all of these dolls myself on a lathe, and instead of using the traditional silhouette of a Japanese kokeshi, which is basically just a cylinder with kind of a dome on top, which substitutes for body and head, I've used the silhouette of a motor spindle with a ball bearing for feet and large fan blade as kind of a collar, and then the head is a keyless drill chuck.
This is the challenge Mahoney has made with his art over the past decade. There's a Makita hidden somewhere in each piece, but you need to know where to look. How to pick out the fan blades mixed into an image of chrysanthemum blossoms.
I guess it was probably in 1993. I had just moved to New York, and I was living in a loft in Brooklyn. And during the process of renovating the loft, I fell in love with Makita power tools. I was going through kind of a difficult time in my personal life, and I came to rely on these tools more than some of my friends.
Around that time, Mahoney began drawing pictures of Makita power tools. Since then, their power over him has grown, along with the size of his collection, which now numbers about 40 drills, routers, saws, and other devices.
Isn't this beautiful?
Mahoney's eyes light up as he shows off one of his prized possessions.
It's a clear case grinder. Very few of these were made. It's clear. You can see everything that's going on inside the tool as it's going on.
A little dangerous, as you can tell.
You can see the gear head, you can see the fan blade, you can watch the motor spindle rotate,
yeah.
You can see the ball bearings.
The Makita Corporation was founded in Nagoya, Japan in 1915. Their heat guns and sanders and brush cutters all have a certain practical beauty. Makitas are stocky, sturdy, and just a touch silly, with their trademark turquoise plastic casing. Among contractors, they're considered top of the line. But to John Mahoney, their connection is more visceral.
I see tools as, in many ways, just an extension of the body, which begin where the arms and legs leave off. If my hand or my fingers didn't stop here, how could I form them to be more effective or to do a certain task out in the world? And that's where the tool comes in. Power tools are definitely a turn-on. I mean, how can you say that a grinder doesn't have a certain sexual component, or the sexual aspects of a drill go without saying, probably.
Which brings us to the creation John Mahoney calls his favorite, the Ms. Makita calendar. It's a spoof of the official Miss Makita pinup calendar. Every year, for the past 9 years, Mahoney has explored sexuality and power tools in this revisionist timekeeping system. You'll more likely find a Ms. Makita hanging in the home of an art collector than in any auto body shop.
Many tool companies produce their own pinup calendars, and they usually involve blonde bimbos in bikinis with big breasts, often holding a pneumatic screw gun as if it were a moon rock. There's no relationship whatsoever between the woman and the tool, which always struck me as a bit odd. So I created the Ms. Makita calendar as an emancipated revision of what the pinup tool calendar is.
In the Ms. Makita calendar, women know how to use power tools. They sometimes even become them. The 1997 calendar features a woman's torso clad in an armor-like silver dress, and she's wielding a drill as if it were a gun. 2002 includes a black-and-white photograph of a fashion model torquing her body in imitation of a crankshaft. Mahoney says it shows her inner core of strength.
I think tools are vital to any civilization. That's how things are built. Many civilizations are judged according to the development of their tools. As archaeologists will tell you, a civilization is judged more advanced by the advancement of its tools. So in many ways, they are a barometer of our culture, our civilization.
So if you were an archaeologist, the Japanese would be by far the most advanced society on Earth.
The Japanese would be perhaps the most advanced, but also perhaps the most entertaining and perhaps the most fun to work with. I think it's interesting that this tiny collection of islands in the Pacific is coming to rule the world through their tools and technology. What a great cultural export that is.
For Studio 360, I'm Ilya Meretz.
You can see some pictures of John Mahoney's paintings and sculptures at our website, studio360.org.